Welcome to this first episode in a series of using the Synaptic software, which is a self-voicing, large print and or voice input touchscreen application for your Android device, within which there are lots and lots of different applications to perform different tasks on your Android device, which means you can stay in the Synaptic software and not have to worry about using all the different types of Android apps that come on your smartphone or smart tablet. You can stay inside the Synaptic software. And the Synaptic software will run both on a tablet or on a phone as well. So either one, as long as it's running Android. If you do buy a phone from Vision Australia, the Synaptic software is normally pre-installed. If you wish to buy the Synaptic software separately, you can also do that from Vision Australia. Keep in mind though that you will have to install a number of apps on your Android device, whether it's a smartphone or tablet, to support the Synaptic software, i.e. the TeamViewer Quick Support app, Skype, YouTube, etc. And you will also have to have an email address on your device, of course, to be able to send and receive emails, and have a active phone SIM card in your phone, of course, if you want to make phone calls, etc. If you're not sure of what needs to be installed, you can go to the Synaptic software website, or you can ring up Vision Australia on 1300 847 466 and ask to speak to one of the access technology specialists on the AT help desk, who then can help you configuring the software in regards to the third-party apps, or indeed setting up the Synaptic software. So in this demo, I want to take you through how to navigate the menus of the Synaptic software, where you can find help on both text help and little videos that you can learn more about the Synaptic software and teach yourself how to use it. I'll then go through the settings of the software itself, so you can find out where you can change the colours on the screen, zoom the magnification, if you like, on the screen up, change the voice output, or indeed turn it off if you want. And then at the end, I'll show you a little bit about the voice input functionality that the Synaptic software also offers as well. So first of all, let me just say that I've currently got the Synaptic software already installed on my Android phone here. It's the Nexus 5 in my case. And I'll just give you a little orientation to my phone in particular. So on the back of the phone, I've got the normal round little lens for the camera, and below that I've got a fingerprint sensor. And then on the right hand side of the phone, down a little bit, I've got the power sleep slash wake button. And then below that I've got a volume up and volume down button. And that's all I have on the phone as far as physical buttons is concerned. Now, I should also say that I'm also using TalkBack on my Android device, which is a screen reader for Android, which allows me to use apps on the Android device itself. You don't need it for using the Synaptic software because, as I said, the Synaptic software is self-voicing. So I've actually suspended my one. I've got it set up so that I can press the volume up and volume down buttons in to suspend TalkBack. I've currently got my phone locked, so I'm actually going to press the power sleep button on the right hand side of my phone.
TalkBack resumed. Keyguard.
Okay, now it said TalkBack resumed because I've got my TalkBack, if I've got it suspended, to come back on automatically when the lock screen appears. I'm actually going to suspend it so I can actually use Synaptic. So I'm going to hold down the volume up and volume down parts of the long button on either side.
TalkBack suspended.
TalkBack is now suspended. Now if I touch the middle of my screen with one finger.
Keyguard. Keyguard. Swipe screen with two fingers left right to unlock. Time 9:34 a.m. Wednesday, 23 November.
So you heard two finger swipe left then right to unlock. And then you heard the date and time that I'm doing this recording on. So I'm going to do a two finger swipe left and right. Left, right.
Keyguard. Key main menu. Page 1 of 5.
Okay, and I've got the Synaptic software running. Now you can set up the Synaptic software, and we do this at Vision Australia for you again if you want to. You can have it run automatically when the phone or the tablet starts up, or you can run it as a standard application from one of your home screens on your Android device. So it's up and running now. So let's go through the menus. Now, the way the menus are structured is that you have a title at the top. In this case, the first one is going to be the main menu. Below that, you have a previous page for the current menu you're in. Then you have the items for that particular menu. And at the bottom, you have a next page for that menu as well. And the trick on how to use it is to take your finger to the top of the screen, drag your finger down to listen to different options. When you get to the option you want, you simply take your finger off the screen, and that will activate that option for you. If you don't want to activate anything on the screen, then you can take or drag your finger back to the top of the screen. Once you get off the screen, lift your finger up, so to speak, and then you're safe and you won't be activating anything. And you can actually change the way that the touch operates. So if you're not confident in leaving your finger on the screen and taking your finger off, then when we go through the phone settings, I'll show you where you can change that behavior if that's a concern to you. All right, so let's go to the top of the screen, and I'm going to take my finger down the screen.
Main menu, page 1 of 5.
Okay, main menu, page 1 of 5. Taking my finger down.
Previous page of main menu.
Previous page of main menu.
Make a call.
Make a call.
Text messages.
Text messages, send and receive SMS messages.
Skype.
Skype, i.e. I said you had to have that pre-installed.
Emails.
Emails. Emails, send and receive email.
Next page of main menu.
And next page of main menu. Now, again, as I said, I'll just demonstrate this now. If I don't want to activate anything, take my finger up the screen.
Email, Skype, text, make a main menu.
My finger's now off the screen. I've just taken my finger off the phone. So I didn't activate anything, so that's nice and safe. So I'm going to go to the top of my screen again.
Main menu, page 1 of 5.
And then I drag my finger down.
Make a call, text, Skype, email, next page of main menu.
Okay, there's next page of main menu. Lift my finger up.
Main menu, page 2 of 5.
Now we're on page 2 of 5 of the main menu. What's going to happen now on these subsequent menu screens is that we're going to have a cancel option. Of course, then we've got the more items for the main menu and then the next page down the bottom. So let me take my finger towards the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Okay, cancel and go back. Take my finger down.
Previous page of main menu.
Previous page of main menu.
Address book.
Then we've got address book.
Calendar and reminders.
Calendar and reminders.
Alarm clock.
Alarm clock.
Voice memos, voice record memos, and playback.
Record and playback.
Next page of main menu.
And next page, so tap my finger off the screen.
Main menu, page 3 of 5.
Okay, top of screen again.
Main menu, page 3 of 5. Continue to hold to cancel and go back.
Going to.
Previous page of main menu.
Previous page.
Notepad, type or dictate notes and lists.
Okay, notepad, type or dictate notes and lists.
Voice control. Use voice control to control synaptic.
Okay, voice control to control synaptic.
Camera. Take and view photos.
Camera. Take and view photos.
Toolbox. Magnifier. Scan and read, etc.
Okay, toolbox, magnifier, scan and read, and we'll go to that in a minute.
Next page of main menu.
Next page of main menu. So taking my finger off.
Main menu. Page 4 of 5.
This is page 4 of 5. Taking my finger to the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Take my finger
previous
down.
Previous page of main menu.
Previous page.
Entertainment, music, radio, TV and news.
Entertainment, music, TV and news.
Social media, YouTube, Facebook.
Social media, YouTube and Facebook, etc.
Web browser.
Web browser.
Phone information.
Phone information.
Next page of main menu.
Next page of main menu, taking my finger
main
off.
Main menu, page 5 of 5.
Take my finger back to the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Cancel and go back.
Previous page of main
previous
menu.
Previous page.
Phone settings.
Phone settings, remember I'm still dragging my finger down.
Help, user manual and video tutorials.
Help, user manual and video tutorials.
Android, show Android screens.
Android, show Android screens.
This option is blank.
This option is blank.
Next page of main menu.
And let's see if I choose next page of main menu. Nothing's going to happen because I can't go any further. All right, so let me come back to the top of my screen and I'll show you what the nice thing about that hold to cancel is not nice to use. So we're now on the fifth screen of the main menu. Now I could choose and go and use the previous screen of the main menu, which mean I'd have to press it basically four times to go back to the first screen, or I can take my finger to the top of my screen.
Main menu, page 5 of 5, continue to hold to cancel and go back. Main menu, page 4 of 5. Continue to hold to cancel
so
and go
back. That's page 4 of 5.
Main menu, page 3 of 5. Continue to hold to cancel.
So let's
and
say
go
that
back.
We're at page 3 of 5. I'm going to keep my finger held down on the screen still.
Main menu, page 2 of 5.
Take my finger off, and I'm on page 2. So if I take my finger to the top of the screen,
main menu, address book.
There's address book, etc. And of course, if I don't want to activate anything, drag my finger to the top of the screen, I'm off, take my finger off the screen. All right, so since I'm on the second screen, I'm just going to go to the top of the screen,
main
come
menu,
down,
previous page of main menu,
previous
main
page,
menu,
take my finger
page
off.
1 of 5.
Let me just go and show you some of those subsequent sub-menus that have got a little bit more in them. So let me drag my finger down just to remind you on the first screen.
Make a call, text message, Skype, emails. Next page of main menu, page 2 of 5.
It's page 2.
Address book, calendar and reminders, alarm clock, voice memos. Next page, main menu, page 3 of 5.
Okay,
cancel and go back. Main menu, page 3, preview, notepad, type or voice control, camera,
and we'll get
take
to voice control
and
view
photos, toolbox, magnifier, scan and read, etc.
Okay, let's have a look at toolbox. So I'm taking my finger off the screen.
Toolbox menu, page 1 of 2.
Okay, so page 1 of 2, my finger's at the top of the screen.
Toolbox menu, page 1 of 2, continue to hold
continue
to cancel
to hold and
go
back.
Previous page of toolbox menu.
Previous page of toolbox menu.
Magnifier, video magnifier.
That's magnifier, video magnifier using the camera.
Scan and read, text from the camera.
Okay, scan and read text from the camera, so optical character recognition or OCR.
Color identifier, identify the color of objects.
Okay, color identifier using the camera.
Where am I? Find my location and what's nearby.
Okay, where am I? As in using the GPS chip in my case, my Nexus phone.
Next page of toolbox menu.
Next page of toolbox menu, tap my finger off.
Toolbox menu, page 2 of 2.
Now we're on page 2 of 2, tap my finger to the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Cancel and go back.
Previous page
previous
of
page.
Calculator.
There's the calculator, drag my finger down.
Torch, turn torch on or off.
Torch.
Compass, use phone as compass.
Compass, use the phone as a compass.
Spirit level and protractor.
Spirit level and protractor.
Next page of toolbox menu.
And of course, because we're on page 2 of 2, if I take my finger off, we can't go any further because I'm on page 2 of 2. So let me show you what happens with that cancel button again now. So if I can take my finger to the top of the screen.
Toolbox menu, page 2 of 2. Continue to
hold
to cancel and go back. Main menu, page 3 of 5.
Okay, so we've gone back to the main menu. Whereas the cancel button in the main menu took us back to screens, the cancel button or the return one in this case takes me out of that sub-menu back to the main menu. So I'm going to drag my finger back down.
Notepad, voice, camera, toolbox.
There's toolbox.
Magnifier.
Take my finger off.
Toolbox menu, page 1 of 2.
Okay, so if I want to go to the next page.
Mag, color, where am I? Next page of toolbox menu. Toolbox menu, page 2 of 2.
Okay, take my finger off up the screen.
Toolbox menu, pre-calculate, tour, compass, spirit, next page of toolbox menu.
Okay, and of course, if I don't want to activate anything, take my finger to the top of the screen, take my finger off. All right, so let's go back to the previous screen now, just using the previous screen option. So finger at the top of the screen.
Toolbox,
come down.
Previous page of toolbox
take
menu.
Take my finger off, previous
toolbox
page.
Toolbox menu, page 1 of 2.
Okay, now we're on page 1 of 2, and tap my finger at the top of the screen,
toolbox menu,
finger down.
Previous page of toolbox menu.
And if I choose previous page of toolbox menu, we're not going to go anywhere. My phone just vibrated as it's if it's a notification alert. So, to the top of the screen.
Toolbox menu, page 1 of 2, continue to hold to cancel and go back.
Okay, so continue to hold and cancel to go back.
Main menu, page 3 of 5.
And now we're back to the main menu. So when you're in a sub-menu, like the toolbox, use the previous and next screens to go through those sub-menus and use the cancel at the top to go back to the main menu. All right, so let's see what was below the toolbox on the main menu. Page 3.
Notepad, voice, camera, toolbox. Next page of main menu.
Nothing, so we can go to the next page, page 4. Taking my finger off the screen.
Main menu, page 4 of 5.
And top of screen.
Main menu.
Coming down.
Previous page of entertainment, music,
so let's have a
radio,
look at entertainment.
TV and news. Entertainment menu. Select an option, page
now,
1 of 2.
With this current version of the static software I'm using, some of this stuff does not work in Australia, but it will be changing, I believe, in December 2016. So top of screen.
Cancel and go back.
Cancel and go back.
Previous page of entertainment.
Previous page.
Music player. Play MP3 music
cancel
files.
Music player.
Internet radio. Play internet radio.
Internet radio, which is perfectly useful.
Talking books and talking newspapers.
Talking books and talking newspapers. I haven't tried that one, so just be aware of that one. That may not work.
Watch digital TV.
Watch digital TV. That uses the BBC player apps. That definitely doesn't work in Australia at the moment.
Next page of entertainment.
The next page of entertainment. Take my finger off.
Entertainment menu. Select an option. Page 2 of 2.
Okay, we're on page 2 of 2. Touch finger at the top of the screen.
Entertainment. Cancel and go back. Previous page of BBC iPlayer for TV and radio.
Okay, BBC iPlayer definitely doesn't work in Australia.
YouTube. Search and play music and videos.
Okay, there's YouTube, which does actually work very nicely.
RSS news. RSS news feeds.
RSS news feed doesn't work too badly. It seems to be pre-populated with UK stuff, because that's where the Synaptic software's come from.
Settings. Entertainment settings.
Settings, and it's entertainment settings.
Next page of entertainment.
Then we're at the bottom of the actual screen. Okay, and of course, we're going to go back to the previous menu, top of screen.
Cancel and go back.
Come down.
Previous page of entertainment.
That's previous page of previous screen.
Entertainment menu. Select an option. Page 1 of 2.
Okay, and top of screen.
Entertainment. Page 1 of 2. Continue to hold to cancel and go back.
Okay, you can hold and go back.
Main menu, page 4 of 5.
Okay, so back to page 4 of 5, where we went to into entertainment. Top of screen, my
cancel
finger.
Cancel and go back.
Drag my finger down.
Previous page, entertainment, social media, YouTube, Facebook.
Okay, social media, let's pop into that quickly.
Social media menu, page 1 of 1.
Okay, it's only one page, so top of screen, drag my finger down.
Previous, YouTube, search and YouTube. Play music and video. Facebook.
Facebook.
Connect and this option is blank.
This option is blank.
This option is blank. Next page
and then
of
next
social
page,
media
which is
menu.
No more pages, so top of screen.
Cancel and go back.
And lift my finger up.
Main menu, page 4 of 5.
And this time I didn't actually wait. I just basically lifted my finger off for cancel and go back. So I didn't actually have to wait for the three beeps to automatically go back. All right, okay, so let's drag my finger down the screen again.
Entertainment, social media, web browser.
So web browser is the web browser. And this is not the same as using a web browser with speech. It's a little bit different, so I'll let you play with that, but I'll definitely cover it in a future episode.
Phone information.
So phone information is pretty handy, so I'll tap my finger off.
Phone information. Signal 0%. Battery 39%. 20 missed calls.
Okay, so this screen's quite handy because it gave me my cellular signal, which is 0, because it's pretty poor where I'm sitting here at home at the moment. It gave me my battery level, which was 39%, and it told me that I've got 20 missed calls. So I better go and check my missed calls. Okay, so I've got two screens worth. Let's touch towards the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Come down.
Previous page of phone signal, 0%.
That's information we just heard. Phone signal, 0%.
Wi-Fi signal, 77%.
Okay,
connected
my Wi-Fi
to David's
signal
Wi-Fi
77%.
Network.
Let's connect to David's Wi-Fi network.
Battery level, 39%.
There's the battery level.
Missed
There's
calls. 20 missed calls.
Okay, there's missed calls. Now, if I took my finger off.
Missed calls, page 1 of 5.
And, of course, you can go and then in these screens, you can check out each of the phone numbers, the details about it, and you can also do an action, i.e. call the person back, if you want to call the person back from this missed calls menu. So I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Phone
cancel
information.
And go back.
Signal 0%. Battery 39%. 20
Take my finger down.
Battery left. Missed call. Next page of
let's
phone
go to
information.
The next page.
Phone information. Page 2 of 2.
Page 2 of 2. Tap my finger to the top of the screen.
Cancel and go
Take
back.
My finger down.
Previous ringer modes. Current setting. Ringer on.
So ringer mode. So if I select that
ringer
one.
Ringer modes.
Let's have a look
page
at this
1 of 2. Cancel and go. Previous page of ringer on. Phone rings
so,
normally.
Ringer on.
Select it. Ringer off. Phone rings silently.
So I can
not selected.
Turn it into silent mode rather than having it ring.
Ringer vibrate. Phone rings silently but vibrates.
So you can turn
not
vibration
selected.
On.
Ringer volume 4. Press
ringer volume
keys
4,
now
etc. So
cancel
top of screen,
and go back.
Tap my finger off, cancel
phone
and go back.
Phone information, signal 0%.
Come down again. Get my finger down.
Previous page, ringer modes.
That's ringer mode.
Current internet, good connection.
Internet is currently good connection.
Date and time. Wednesday, 23 November 2016 at 10:03 and 30
and that's
seconds.
That's the date and time.
About phone, version 5.0.
About phone, version 5.0.
Next page of phone information.
And then, of course, I'll take my finger off. We won't go any further because we're on page 2 of 2. So, tap my finger on the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
And then tap my finger off, cancel and go
main
back.
Main menu, page 4 of 5.
Now we're back to main menu, page 4 of 5. Finger top of screen.
Cancel and
come back.
Entertainment.
Come down, I mean.
New- social media, web browse, phone information, next page of
and
main menu.
And take finger off next page.
Main menu, page 5 of 5.
And here's page 5 of 5. Finger at the top of the screen.
Cancel and go. Previous page. Phone settings.
Phone settings.
Help, user manual and video tutorials.
So phone settings is on page 5. Help is on page 5.
Android. Show and Android screens.
Android, to go to Android and exit Synaptic, is on page 5 as well, the way that I've currently got my screens set up. And if I drag my finger down any further,
this option is blank.
This option is blank.
Next page of main
and
menu.
Next page, take my finger off, and I can't go any further. So that's the 5 screens of the Synaptic main menu structure. And I went through some of those sub menus, i.e. toolbox, entertainment, social media, phone information, etc. All right, so that's basically the menu structure and the menus. Let's go and find out where you can get help, and then we'll go and have a look at the actual settings. So I'm currently on page 5 of 5, and if I take my finger to the top of the screen,
cancel and go back. Phone
down.
Settings, help, user manual and video tutorials.
Okay, there's help. Take my finger
help,
off.
Help, user manual and training videos, page 1 of 3.
So I've got 3 pages worth of help. And if I tap my finger on the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back. Previous page of help. Search. Main menu help. Using this help screen. Help document.
Okay, using this help screen. So let's choose that one.
Using this help screen. The help screen can be opened from either the help option at the end of the main.
Okay, now the trick here is with the help. You can read it screen by screen. Or at the top right hand side, there's actually a read all button. Let me just show you the normal way first. So if I go top of the screen,
cancel and go,
drag my finger
help,
down,
multiple pages. This op, next page.
Okay, there's the next page. Okay, because we have the next page and previous page and all the screens, of course. So take my finger off.
Menu or by pressing one of the help icons in the top right of a screen, if opened from the help option at.
Okay, so basically there's going to be sub menus. There will be a help icon at the top right hand side of the screen. And also on this screen, if I touch my right-hand side of my top of my screen,
read all text.
So there's read all text. If I take my finger off,
read all. Using this help screen,
it's now reading all the screens.
The help screen can be opened from either the help option at the end of the main menu or by pressing one of the help icons in the top right of a screen. If opened from the help option at the end of the main menu, the help screen will show a list of general help for Synaptic. The help will consists of a number of key basic topics, along with a facility to search all help documents and video tutorials for a particular word or words. To reset the search, leave the search words blank. If you've opened the help screen by pressing a help icon in the top right of a screen, the list of help documents and video tutorials will be automatically filtered to only show help relevant to this screen. Press the red cross in the top left of the help screen to close it.
Okay, and of course the red cross on the top left hand side of the screen is the cancel button. And basically what it's saying is the help from the main menu fifth screen is all help. Or if you open up help from a subsequent sub menu, then the help will be contextual for that help option. And I'll show you where to locate that in a minute. So touch my finger to the top of the screen.
Help, continue to hold to cancel a previous page. Cancel and go back.
And I'm just going to take my finger off.
Help, user manual and training videos, page 1 of 3.
Okay, and let me just show you quickly what's in these 3 screens, and you can listen to any one of these. And as I said at the beginning, there's both text help and video type help. So drag my finger down.
Help. Previous page. Search. Main. Using this help screen. Operating the menus. Closing a screen or menu. Next page of help.
Okay, take my finger
help.
Off.
User manual and training videos. Page 2 of 3.
Touch towards the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Come down.
Previous page. Customizing colors,
customizing
etc.
Colors.
Help, turning the phone on.
Turn
help
the
document.
Phone on.
Turning the phone off.
Turn the phone
help,
off.
Power saving.
Power
help
saving.
Document. Next page of help.
Take my finger off.
Help. User manual and training videos. Page 3 of 3.
Top of screen.
Cancel and go
drag
back.
Drag my finger down.
Previous page of help. More help. Help document.
More help.
Synaptic smartphone demonstration video.
Synaptic
help
smartphone
document.
Demonstration
A video.
Video.
Synaptic tablet demonstration
Synaptic
video.
Synaptic tablet demonstration.
Help. This option is blank.
And this option is blank.
This option is blank. Next page of help.
Okay, and of course if I tap my finger off the screen, I can't go any further. So if you wanted to listen to a video and watch a video of Synaptic being used on a phone or a tablet, then you can choose those last two options. So let's come out of help for the moment.
Cancel and go
top
back.
Top of screen, tap the finger off.
Main menu, page 5 of 5.
And back to page 5 of 5. Let me just show one of the submenu screens that will have context help on the top right-hand side of the screen. So let me just go back to the previous screen.
Previous page of main menu. Main menu, page 4 of 5.
Okay, and let me take my finger to the top of the screen and drag it down.
Preview, entertainment, social media, web browser, phone information.
So phone information, tap my finger off.
Phone information, signal 0%, battery 35%, 21 missed calls.
Top right hand side.
Preview, help.
And there's help, tap my finger off.
Help, user manual and training videos, page 1 of 1.
Okay, and tap the top of the screen.
Help,
drag my finger
page,
down.
Previous page. Phone information, help document.
Okay, phone information, help document. Tap my finger off.
Phone information. This screen gives quick information about the phone, including battery level, etc.
Remember, this is the read screen by screen with the next page at the bottom or top right hand side.
Read all text.
Read all text. Tap my finger off.
Read all. Phone information. This screen gives quick information about the phone, including battery level, etc. The available information includes phone signal, the strength of the mobile phone signal as a percentage. Wi-Fi signal, the strength of the Wi-Fi signal as a percentage. Battery level, the battery level as a percentage. Details about the battery charging are also given. Missed calls, details of any missed calls are given here. They are also available in the recently called section of the Make a Call menu. Ringer modes, allows the ringer to be turned on, off or set to vibrate and the ringer volume and tone changed. Internet, an indication if there is currently a good connection to the internet. Date and time, reads out the current date and time. About phone, displays details about the version of software running on the phone.
So top left hand side.
Cancel and go back.
Take my finger off.
Help, user manual and training videos, page 1 of 1.
Okay, and cancel again.
Phone information, signal 0%, battery 35%, 21 missed calls.
Okay,
page
and
1 of cancel and go back. Main menu, page 4 of 5.
And I was just directly touching on that option at the top of the screen to go back to the previous menus. Okay, let's just try one more one.
Continue to hold to cancel and go back.
Okay, holding my finger down.
Main menu, page 3 of 5. Main menu, page 3 of 5, continue
to
hold to cancel and go
slightly.
Back.
Keep holding it down.
Main menu, page 2 of 5, continue to hold to cancel and go back.
And I'm still holding. And it didn't say page 1 of 5, but let's just double check the top. And then we're on.
Main menu, page 1 of 5.
Main menu, page 1 of 5. And of course, I could have just keep tapping on the previous page or previous screen to go back screen by screen. So top of screen,
main menu,
drag my finger down.
Previous page, make a call.
Okay, let's make a call.
Make
my finger
call
off.
Menu, page 1 of 1.
Let's look at the top right-hand side.
Help.
There's help. Tap my finger off.
Help. User manual and training videos, page 1 of 1. Making a call. Help
making
document.
A call.
Answering a call. Help document.
Answering a call.
Settings. Help
settings.
Document. This option is blank.
Etc. So this option is blank. So back up the top.
Making a call.
Making
help
a call.
Document.
So I take my finger off.
Making a call. The make call menu consists of three options and a number of quick dial important.
Okay. And again, that's just the first screen. We could choose next page or next screen. Touch top right hand side.
Read all text.
There's read all text. Take my finger off.
Read all. Making a call. The make call menu consists of three options and a number of quick dial important contacts. The options on this menu are described below. 1. Dial number. Use this option to dial a specific telephone number. Selecting this option will display the number pad. 2. Address book. After selecting this option, the address book will display where you can search for a specific contact to call. 3. Recently called. The recently called list shows calls that have been received, made or missed. Selecting an entry will show a further menu with options to view full details, call back the number or delete the entry. 4. Important contacts. Any contacts in the address book that are marked as important contacts will be shown at the bottom of the make call menu. This allows them to be dialed quickly and easily. 5. Settings. Options for adjusting call related options are available here. Use the speaker icon in the top right of the active call screen to switch the main speaker on or off. With the main speaker on, the call will be played aloud and the phone will not need to be held up to your ear. Note, tablet computers, capable of accepting a SIM card, will always play a call through the main speaker.
Okay, so basically you can use the phone hands-free for that last bit. All right, so that's the context menu for making a call option. So top left-hand side.
Cancel and go back.
Take my finger off.
Help. User manual and training video.
And touch down again. Take my finger off.
Cancel and go back. Make call menu. Page 1 of 1.
Okay, back to make call menu.
Cancel and go back.
Choose cancel
and
go back again.
Page 1 of 5.
And that was me just touching and holding the cancel and go back. So now we're on main menu page 1 of 5 again. Now I want to get to page 5 of 5. Because I want to show you now how to customize the settings on the Synaptic software itself. I'm going to drag my finger to the bottom of the screen.
Next page of main menu.
Okay, and I'm going to tap my finger up and down 4 times. So 1.
Main menu. Next.
2.
Main menu. Next.
3.
Main menu. Next. Main
4.
Menu. Page 5 of 5.
Okay, so that's how quick it is to get to the page 5 of 5. And touch my finger towards the top of the screen. Come down.
Phone settings.
There's phone settings. Tap my finger off.
Phone settings, page 1 of 6.
And of course, we top right hand side, we would have
help.
There's the help.
Cancel and
take
go back.
Over to the left hand side, come
previous
down.
Previous page of phone settings.
Previous page of phone settings.
Color scheme. Current setting is yellow on black.
So that's current color scheme. Current setting is yellow on black.
Icon color, normal.
Icon color, so you can change the icon colors.
Zoom level. Current zoom is level 7.
Can change the zoom level or the magnification level.
Text size when reading and writing. Current setting is normal.
Okay, text size is currently normal. Of course, all these have got submenus.
Next page of phone settings.
So next page of phone settings, take my finger off.
Phone settings, page 2 of 6.
Page 2 of 6, top of screen.
Cancel and
drag
go
my
back.
Finger down.
Previous page, customize. Customize the main menu.
Customize the main menu. Now, let me just pop into that one quickly.
Customize menus. Customize or reset. Page 1 of 1.
This one's actually quite handy. So I touch top of the screen.
Cancel
and come
and
down.
Customize. Menu style. Main menu style. Currently normal.
So menu style is currently normal. Come on, finger down.
Reset menus to normal.
Reset menus to normal.
This option is blank.
And this option is blank. So let me just go and play.
Custom. Help.
Help.
Help. User manual and training videos.
And touch
page
top
1
of the screen.
Customize menus. This option is black. Customize menus.
And choose customize menus.
Customize menus. Select
and
one of the following
the right,
to read
top
all
right-hand
text.
Side to read
all.
Read all.
Customize menus. Select one of the following 2 options. Customize. This starts the customization process. Menu style. Select the main menu to be a grid menu or normal list menu. Reset. Reset the menu to its normal uncustomized state.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to show you this option is because rather than having the menus as, and in my case, 5 pages, you can just have it as a grid on the screen that you can drag your finger up and down, left and right, across the grid, and you'll have all the apps on one screen, which is actually very handy, particularly if you get used to using the software. All right, so top left-hand side.
Cancel and
cancel.
User manual. Cancel
and, again
and
on cancel.
Customize menus. Customize or reset, page 1 of 1.
All right, so
cancel
top left-hand
and go
side.
Back. Phone settings,
finger up.
Page 2 of 6.
Put my finger down.
Customize.
Customize.
Brightness. Screen brightness level 10.
So screen brightness.
Wi-Fi. Connect or disconnect.
That's where you can connect to different Wi-Fi networks or disconnect.
Sounds. Sounds and voice.
Sounds and voice.
Next page of
and
phone
the next
settings.
Page. Now let me just go back up.
Sounds.
And
sounds and
open
voice.
Up on sound and voice.
Sound settings, page 1 of 3.
And top of screen.
Cancel and
come
go
down.
Back. Previous page of sound. Voice on, off.
So
voice,
voice
is currently
on,
on.
Off. It's currently on, so you can turn it off there.
Voice vol. Current vol is 7.
Change the voice volume.
Voice speed. Current speed is normal.
Change the voice speed, it's currently normal.
Verbosity. Set to normal.
Verbosity. And you can change the, how much the Synaptic software will talk.
Next page of sound settings.
Next page of sound settings.
Sound settings, page 2 of 3.
Page 2 of 3, top of screen.
Cancel and
come
go
down.
Ring of vol. Current vol is 5.
That's the ring of volume sound.
Ringtone. Pick a ringtone.
You can pick a ringtone.
Notification tone. Pick
notification
a notification tone.
Tone. Pick one.
System sounds and beeps are on.
System sound and beeps are on. You can turn them off.
Next page of sound,
next page.
Sound settings, page 3 of 3.
Page 3 of 3.
Cancel
top
and
screen.
Go.
Drag my finger down.
Key press sound is on.
Key press sound is on.
Key press vibration is on.
Key press vibration is on.
This
you can turn
option
off.
Is blank.
This option is blank, etc. So
cancel
top of screen,
and go
cancel.
Phone settings, page 2 of 6.
Drag my finger down.
Cusp, brightness, Wi-Fi, sounds. Next page of phone
next page
settings, page
of the
3
main
of
phone
6.
Settings screen, page 3 of 6, top of screen.
Cancel and
drag
go
my finger
back.
Down.
Previous page, ringing flasher, flash screen when phone rings, off.
Okay, ringing flasher, flash screen when phone rings. So you can turn that on if you wish.
Call screen preference. Selected value is synaptic.
Call screen preference option is synaptic. You can change that to the Android system itself.
Menu operation. Current setting is single tap.
Now, menu operation. Current operation is single tap. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier on in the demo, where I said you, if you're not comfortable using your one finger to drag around the screen, you can change it. So if I tap my finger off.
Menu operation. Page 1 of 1.
Just page 1 of 1. So top of screen.
Cancel.
Drag my finger down.
Single tap. Option ticked.
So single tap is currently ticked.
Double tap. Option not ticked.
Double tap is currently not ticked. Drag my finger down again.
Long press. Option not ticked.
Long press is not ticked.
This option is blank.
This option is blank. So let me have the help read out to you and it'll make sense when it describes it.
Menu
so top
help.
Right hand side.
Help.
My finger off.
User manual and training videos.
And
page
drag
1
my
of
finger
1.
Down.
Menu operation. Help document.
Menu operation, help document. Take my finger
phone
off.
Phone settings.
Top
menu
right-hand
side. Read all text.
Read all text.
All. Phone settings. Menu operation. There are 3 ways to operate the touch screen. 1. Normal single tap mode. This is the recommended mode. In this mode, an option on the screen can be tapped once to select it. Alternatively, explore the screen by keeping your finger on the screen and moving it about to hear the options on the screen. Lift your finger off the screen to select an option. 2. Double tap mode. In this mode, tap an option on the screen once to hear a description for that option. Alternatively, explore the screen by keeping your finger on the screen and moving it about to hear the options on the screen. To select an option, just double tap the screen. In summary, tap once to hear the option, wait a moment, then tap twice to select it. The speed of the double tap can be adjusted. 3. Long press mode. In this mode, tap an option on the screen once to hear a description for the
okay,
option.
That'll do. I don't want to get it too complicated for you, so I'm going to
help.
Choose cancel.
User manual.
Cancel
menu
again.
Operation, page 1 of 1.
Okay, we're back to menu operation. So let me just change it now.
Previous page, single tap.
I'm just dragging my finger down.
Tap.
Now I change it to
ticked.
Double tap, so I'm going to tick
phone
it.
Phone settings, page 3 of 6.
Okay, so drag my finger down.
Ringing flasher, call screen, menu operation. Current setting is double tap.
So now it says double tap. Now I'll take my finger off. Nothing's going to happen. So I can drag my finger around the screen. Take my finger off the screen anywhere.
Selected value is synaptic.
And it's not going to activate. All right. So to activate something, to go back into that, changing the touch operation. Drag my finger down.
Calls menu operation. Current
okay,
setting
operation.
Is double tap.
So tap my finger off. Now I can one finger double tap.
Menu operation. Page 1 of 1.
Okay. And go to the top of the screen.
Cancel. Single tap.
And
option not ticked.
I'm going to tick back on single tap, so I've just taken my finger off the screen. Double tap.
Phone settings, page 3 of 6.
I'll drag my finger down.
Ringing, call screen, menu operation. Current setting is single tap.
Okay, so it's back to single tap, so I'm just dragging my finger down the screen now.
Keep screen on, no.
Keep screen on is currently no. Drag my finger down.
Next page of phone settings.
Next page of phone settings.
Phone settings, page 4 of 6.
Page 4 of 6, touch towards the top of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
And cancel and go back. Take my finger down.
Auto rotate. Auto rotate screens. Normal.
Auto rotate screens is normal, so you can change it to stop it rotating.
Automatically start synaptic when phone starts. Yes.
Automatically start synaptic when phone starts. Currently, yes, and I've got mine set on yes.
Reset to factory settings. Note, all text messages, photos and contacts, etc. will not be affected.
Reset to factory settings if you've completely messed yourself up. And it said that note, text, etc. will still be in the software. Drag my finger
updates.
Down.
Check for software updates.
Update, check for software updates.
Next page of phone settings.
And next page, tap my finger off.
Phone settings, page 5 of 6.
Page 5 of 6, tap my finger on top of the screen.
Cancel and go
calm
back.
Down.
Android settings. Show Android settings screen.
Okay, this will show the Android settings screen itself.
Remote control. Start remote control.
So this is where you can start the remote control. Remember I said you'd have to have the TeamViewer Quick Start app running for to support this function.
My number. Type in my number.
So my number, I can type in my number here.
Password. Protect the settings menu with a password.
So you can protect the settings screen with a password, particularly if you want to make any color changes. And I'm actually going to do that in a minute, particularly for people with low vision.
Next page of phone settings.
Next page.
Phone settings, page 6 of 6.
Okay, phone settings, page 6 of 6. So we're practically finished.
Cancel and go back. So previous come down. Page of Android. Show Android screens.
That's show Android screens.
About phone.
About phone.
This option is blank.
This option is
this
blank.
This option is blank. Next page of phone
and
settings.
If I choose next page, we can't go anywhere. All right, so I want to get back to page 1, of course, because that had the low vision setting in it for the different colours on the screen and so on. And I just want to show you what colour options you can choose. So I'm going to go back to previous page.
Previous page of phone settings.
Take my finger up and down, let's say, 5 times. So 1,
phone previous,
2,
phone previous,
3,
phone set, previous,
4,
phone, previous,
5.
Phone settings, page 1 of 6.
Okay, so back to page 1 of 6 and drag my finger down.
Color scheme. Current setting is yellow on black.
So color scheme is currently yellow on black, so take my finger off.
Color scheme, page 1 of 2.
And it's page 1 of 2, so let's see what color schemes we can have in the Synaptic software for people with low vision. So taking my finger down.
Previous, yellow on black. Option
yellow
ticked.
On black, which is ticked.
Black on yellow. Option not ticked.
Black on yellow.
White on black. Option not ticked.
White on black. And of course, for any one of these, because I've got single tap turned back on again, I take my finger off to check it.
Black on white. Option not ticked.
Black on white.
Next page of color scheme. Color scheme. Page 2 of 2.
Near the top of screen.
Cancel
turn
and
my
go
finger down.
Blue on black. Option
blue on
not
black.
Ticked. Black on blue. Option
black on
not
blue.
Ticked.
Sounds like it's actually been in a fight.
This option is blank.
This option is blank.
This option is
and
blank.
This option is blank. Okay, so.
Cancel
top,
and go back.
Choose cancel.
Phone
take
settings,
finger off.
Page 1 of 6.
And draw my finger down.
Previous color scheme. Icon color. Normal.
Let's have a look at icon color.
High contrast icons, page 1 of 1.
High contrast icons, page 1. Tapping at the top
cancel
of screen, drag my finger down.
High contrast, option not ticked.
High contrast, option not ticked.
Normal, option ticked.
Normal's ticked.
Colorful, option not ticked.
Oh, colorful.
This option is blank.
And this option is blank. So, for example,
previous page of
high contrast,
option not ticked.
I'm going to tap my finger off.
Phone settings, page 1 of
and
6.
And now I've chosen the high contrast. So, tap my finger to the top of the screen, drag it down.
Color scheme. Current setting is yellow on icon color, high contrast.
So icon color is now high contrast.
Zoom level. Current zoom is level 7.
Okay, current zoom level is level 7. So tap my finger
zoom
off.
Zoom level, page 1 of 3.
And it's got 3 screens worth.
Cancel
top of screen, drag my finger down.
Zoom level 10.
Zoom
option
level
not,
10.
Zoom level 9.
Zoom level
option,
9.
Zoom level 8. Option
zoom level
not
8.
Ticked. Zoom level 7. Option
and of course,
ticked.
If I wanted to access any one of these, I could actually take my finger off on it and access them. So
next
let's go look next
zoom
page.
Level, cancel
top of
and
screen.
Go, zoom level 6.
Zoom level 6.
Zoom level
5.
Zoom level 4. Zoom level
3.
Next page of zoom,
and then
zoom
next.
Level. Page 3 of previous page. Zoom level 2. Op, zoom level 1. This option
okay,
is blank.
And go top of screen.
Help.
For help.
Help.
Right inside.
User manual and training
my
video.
Finger down.
Zoom level. Help document.
Okay, let's have a look at Zoom level help document to find more information about the Zoom level.
Phone settings.
Top
zoom
right hand
level.
Side.
Help. Continue. Read all text.
Read all text.
Phone settings. Zoom level. The Zoom level change the size of text on all screens. Zoom level 10 creating the largest text. Zoom level 1 the smallest text. The default Zoom level is level 7. The Zoom level also affects menus. A larger zoom gives larger menu items, which means less will fit on one page. Zoom level 7 gives 4 menu options per page. Zoom level 1 gives 10 menu options per page. We recommend experimenting with different zoom levels as menu layouts change slightly between high and low zoom levels. Use the up and down arrows to move between pages of this menu if there are more items than can fit on one page.
Now that's why I wanted to show you this option, because the higher the zoom level, the more menus you're going to get, the lower the zoom level, the less the menus are going to be. All right, so for example, remember it just said that 10 was the maximum, 1 was the smallest. So let me cancel out
previous,
of help.
Cancel zoom level, page 3 of 3.
Okay, so I'm going to come down.
Previous page, zoom level 2. Op, zoom
level
1. Zoom level, phone settings, page 1 of 3.
Okay, now if I go back to the main menu, cancel.
Cancel and go back.
Then we'll see.
Main menu, page 2 of 2.
Okay, I've now got 2 pages worth of icons because I've gone down to the lowest zoom level, which is 1. Remembering that default was 7. So if I tap my fingers to the top of the screen.
Previous page of
main
menu,
screen,
page 1 of 2.
Page 1 of 2. Tap my finger down.
Text message, Skype, email, address book, calendar and remind, alarm clock, voice memo, notepad, Voice control. Next page of main menu. Main menu, page 2 of 2.
Okay, page 2, top of screen.
Cancel. Camera. Take. Toolbox. Entertainment. Web browser. Phone information. Phone setting. Help. You. Android. This option is blank. Next page of main.
Okay, and that's it. All right, so let me go back into the phone settings.
Phone setting. Phone settings, page 1 of 3.
Okay, and drag my finger down.
Icon color. High. Zoom. Text. Zoom level. Current zoom is level 1.
Okay, and zoom level, that one.
Page 1 of 1.
Tap my finger down.
Zoom level 9. Option not ticked.
And then we've only got one page now. We had 3 pages before because I've now got smaller. So I'm going to choose
zoom
10.
Zoom level 10. Option tap not my finger ticked. Off. Zoom level. Phone settings. Page 1 of 22.
Whoa.
Color scheme.
Okay, so we've now changed it to 22 pages. So let me go,
cancel
back,
and go back
to the main menu.
Main menu. Page 2 of 19. Text messages.
Okay, so we've now got 19 pages at very, very large screen magnification. So I tap my finger down.
Cancel and go. Previous page of main menu.
Tap my finger off.
Main menu, page 1 of 19.
So basically what we've got is one option per screen. So I'm going to have to now press the next screen to get to page 19 for the settings again. So I'm going to go down to next page or next screen and press it hopefully 18 times to get to the 19th option. Hopefully, which will be the phone settings. So let me just go back to the bottom.
Next page of main menu.
And 1,
main,
next, 2, main, next, 3, main, next, 4, main, next, 5, main, next, 6, main, next, 7, main, next, 8, main, next, 9, main, 10, main, 11, main, 12, main, 13, 14, main, 15, main, 16, main, 17, main, 18.
Next.
Let's see where we are.
Cancel and go back. Main menu, page 18 of 19.
Let's try this
previous
one.
Page of help, user manual and video. Next page of main menu.
I don't think so. Let's go back.
Cancel and go back. Previous main menu. Cancel. Previous page of phone settings.
That's it.
Phone settings. Page.
Finger down. Previous
color scheme. Current setting is
next page.
Phone setting. Cancel. Previous page. Icon color. Hi. Next. Phone settings.
Because I've got one option per screen at the moment.
Previous zoom level.
There's zoom level.
Zoom level. Page 1
and
of. Zoom level 10.
10.
Next page.
Next
zoom
page.
Level. Previous page. Zoom level 9. Next,
next
zoom
page.
Level. Previous page. Zoom level 8. Next. Zoom level. Previous page. Zoom level 7.
There's 7.
Option not ticked.
Tap my finger off.
Zoom level. Phone settings. Page 1 of 6.
And we're back to page 1 of 6, which is what I want. Okay.
Previous
so
page. Cancel and go
choose
back.
Cancel. Cancel again.
Main menu. Page 4 of 5.
And you can tell that my screens are now back at zoom level 7 to page 5 screens worth are on page 4. So let me go and show you the voice input settings for Synaptic. I'm not going to spend too much time because I'm going to do a separate demo on them. So I'm going back to the previous screen.
Next page of main menu. Entertain. Previous page. Cancel. Previous. Main menu. Page 3 of 5.
Okay, dump my finger down.
Notepad. Voice control.
So select voice control.
Double tap screen, then speak command after the beep. For help say, what can I say?
Now it said double tap screen. Now if I do a one finger tap, what can I say?
What's the time? Shows and speaks back the time.
So what it's done, it's brought up the context help for the voice control. And I didn't have to do a one finger double tap. I just tapped the screen to activate that option. So now that I've got the help on the screen, of course, down the bottom.
Voice control. Next page.
We're going to have a next page to read the next page or top right hand side.
Read all text.
Take my finger off and let's read all the
read
text.
Read all. What's the time? Shows and speaks back the time. What's the date? Shows and speaks back today's date. Call. Make a call to or dial followed by a contact's name. Dials the contact's first telephone number. Call, make a call to or dial followed by a telephone number. Dials the telephone number. Send text to, or send text message to, followed by a telephone number or contact name. Starts a text message to the number or name spoken. Send an email to, followed by an email address or contact name. Starts a new email to the address or name spoken. Skype, or video Skype, followed by the name of someone in the address book with a Skype address. Starts a Skype call with that person. Search the web for, followed by a number of search words. Shows a list web pages that match your search words. Menu name. Speak the name of any item on the main menu to start that option.
Okay, so it's quite handy. You can make phone calls, send SMS messages, send emails, and you can activate an item on the main menu, etc. So top left hand side of the screen.
Cancel and go back.
Finger off.
Voice control. Double tap screen. Then speak command after the beep. for help say, what can I say?
Now remember, you can also use the voice activation for doing voice dictation as well, which I'll cover in another demo. All right, so the really handy one here that I love is to access all the different menu options on the Synaptic software. So if I'm going to go to phone settings, for example, tap the screen, phone settings.
Phone settings, page 1 of 6.
Okay, and I've gone straight into phone settings. If I choose the cancel button.
Previous page, cancel, main menu, page 3 of 5.
And drag my finger down.
Camera, voice control, double tap screen, then speak command after the beep. For
okay,
help say,
let's
what
try
can I
this
say?
One. Tap screen, phone info.
Phone information, signal 0%, battery 25%, 21 missed calls. Page 1 of 2.
Okay, very, very handy. So, top of screen.
Cancel. Previous page. Cancel. Main menu. Page 3 of 5.
And down my finger down.
Voice control.
Voice control.
Double tap screen. Then speak command after the beep. For help say, what can I say?
And of course, what is the time?
The time is 10:45.
All right, so top screen.
Cancel. Main menu. Page 3 of 5.
And I want to go back to page...
Previous, main menu, main menu, page 1 of 5.
And we're back to the main screen of Synaptic software. Now, I did say that if you wanted to, you could exit to the Android system if you also wish, or you could just lock your phone by just, in my case, pressing the power button on the right-hand side of my Nexus. So if I wanted to go to Android and use TalkBack, for example, I can just go to page 5. So I'm going to drag my finger down the screen.
Next page of main menu.
Take my finger off.
Main menu, page 2 of 5.
Down.
Main menu, page 3 of 5.
Down.
Main menu, page 4 of 5.
And down.
Main menu, page 5
top
of 5.
Top of screen, drag my finger down.
Phones, help, user, Android, show
Android,
Android screen.
Take my finger off.
Continue, yes or no, page 1 of 1.
So you get a warning, so tap from the top of the screen.
Yes, continue.
Yes, I want to exit Synaptic or...
No, go back.
No, and if I choose no...
Main menu, page 5 of 5.
Okay, I'm back to the main fifth screen. Tap my finger down.
Phone setting. Help, user manual and phone settings. Android.
Tap
continue.
My finger off and
yes,
then...
Yes, continue.
Tap my finger off on yes.
Please wait.
And now I'm back to my normal Android phone. And I don't have Synaptic running anymore. So in my case, I can resume TalkBack by holding down the volume up and volume down buttons in. It's all part
Talk
of the same
back resume.
And if I touch my screen.
Settings. Phone Play Store. Home screen. Messenger.
And if I want to go and run Synaptic again, I'm just going to drag my finger on the screen.
Synaptic.
And there's Synaptic. And tap my finger off because I'm using TalkBack this time. One finger double tap.
Synaptic. Music volume set to 45%.
And it's gone back into Synaptic software. So if I touch the top of the
Sign
screen.
Sign up. Previous page. M.
Now,
S
hear how it's reading the screen. E. That's because I've got TalkBack still running. So if I take my finger off, it's not going to activate anything. I'm going to suspend TalkBack again, volume up and volume down together.
TalkBack suspended.
So now I've touched the top of the screen.
Main menu, previous, make a call, text messages, Skype, emails.
Tap me back to normal. So top of screen, tap my finger off. Let me just lock my screen, power button. So that completes this run through of the Synaptic software in regards to navigating the menus and the submenus, where to get help or context-sensitive help, a go-through of the settings of the screen, including changing it from a one finger to a double tap to make it a bit easier to use, and then also changing your color settings, zoom level, etc., and then a quick demo of using the voice input part of the Synaptic software. And in the demo that I gave for this overview was accessing main menu options. And then finally, I showed you how to exit the Android software if you wished, so that then you could use the standard operating system of Android, either with TalkBack in my case, or any other accessibility that you might want to use on your Android device, or indeed use the Android device with no accessibility options. And then I showed you how I, using TalkBack, double tapped on the Synaptic software to put it back on. And then the fact that I had to suspend TalkBack to make the screens read properly with the Synaptic software with speech output. But as I said, I will be doing a series of demos on each of the apps in the Synaptic software. so that you can get full use out of the Synaptic software. But anyway, that concludes this overview demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.